rest of the story. Millie told Al, "I'm pregnant." Considering they were not married, the latter ought to have been a little surprised and anxious, but not Al. He calmly replied, and proudly, that he imagined their baby would be a little girl and they should agree upon a lovely name for her, and they did. The name they chose was Lee Serrell. Lee Serrell. The only difficulty now, they believed, would be their own parents. His more than hers. Al's mother, Pauline, had disliked his girlfriend from the start. "Beneath you," is how Pauline had characterized Millie to her son. Al's mother and father had been so unhappy with his choice, in fact, that they actually wrote a letter to Millie's parents telling them so. It was decided, therefore, that Al's family would be informed no sooner than necessary, that they would take their chances, confiding in Millie's mother and dad first. So happily, her family was supportive and kind, her family. Al was a recent college graduate, they reasoned, and while his professional prospects were somewhat limited at the moment, he would surely treat their Millie well and provide for her the best he could. The makings of a happy ending, you might say, but, well, this is the rest of the story. It was late January when Millie Merrick bore their child, a little girl, just as Al had predicted, and accordingly they named her Lee Serrell. Shortly thereafter, Millie's parents spoke with them and wanted to know, "What are you going to do now?" Well, the young couple announced confidently that they would rear Lee Serrell together. But the Merricks appeared concerned. Millie had not finished high school. Al was still looking for a permanent position somewhere. As unsettled as were their young lives, how could they bring up a child properly? Millie and Al were silent. They knew what the Merricks were saying was true. But what alternative did they have for accepting the responsibilities of parenthood? It was as though the Merricks had read their minds. "We would be happy to look after Lee Serrell," they said, "at least until a suitable couple could be found to adopt the child." Well, Millie and Al could scarcely refuse, because they had too little money even to marry. Too little money to set up a household. How then could they give little Lee Serrell all that she would need? The Merrick's advice was accepted. Now, what happened thereafter to Millie and Al's baby is an absolute, complete mystery. Believe me, we would like to know what happened. The whole world would like to know what happened. As for the young couple, Al got a job as a clerk, married Millie in January the following year. Yes, they did have other children. We have a rather complete picture of their relationship and its eventual deterioration and demise, of their tragedies and their triumphs, especially Al's triumphs. But permanently enshrouded in mystery is the fate of that little girl, Lee Serrell, whose ill-timed entry into the world estranged her from her remarkable parents forever. Now, Millie the mother was mathematician Mileva Merrick. And Al the father, well, his brilliant ideas were to alter our concepts of time and space forever. For you know Al as Albert Einstein. And now you know the rest of the story.